Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everyone. This is Nico Gudikolas for Subway Booth, the new Off the Beaten Path Subway series type podcast that we're going to try to start. And I want to welcome you to the show with a little bit of caution, because this is not going to be the more typical baseball podcast, just because there's not going to be much preparation during the show. And if it wasn't for the death that we had in the Mets family yesterday, I'd probably be a little bit more excited about this. And I am excited about this. It'll definitely be a different type of podcast. We're going to have Mets guests, Yankees guests. And now that spring training is underway, at least a little bit, we're going to try to have some fun with this. And if we can get this going, it'd be exciting to see how far we can get this.
I've heard that in the spring trainings, you know, especially for us Northerners, is an exciting time. You get to see, like, Florida and Arizona weather.
Yeah, it's true. And it's a little bit different because since we didn't have the big winter that we usually have in the New York area, I think it's a different type of spring training all around. And we're definitely going to get into a lot of conversation. If you don't know, I should introduce Borja. He was the host of the Old Pepper Show that we did from 2013 to 2014. We did, I think, 25 episodes, maybe one more, one less. And we had fun doing that, so we're going to try to do something new. He's not the permanent co-host yet. It is if he wants it, but we're just going to take it by the...
Quick update on my upcoming ventures. I've co-participated on the school... baseball forums, as well as the school TV production facility. So that's just what upcoming from you if you guys want to keep up.
Okay. And
Let's get this going. Let's get it on the road. Wheels are moving.
Okay. We're going to get it on the road. And to start it off, I kind of have to start it off with Shannon Ford, who, if you don't know who Shannon Ford is, she was the Mets media organization outreach person. She was 44 years old, and she died last night after a long battle with breast cancer. She was hired by the Mets in 1994, so she worked for them for 22 years. I never really spoke to her that much. I dealt with Jonathan Kerber and Melissa Rodriguez, but every time I emailed her, she was very nice. You know, everyone has different thoughts about her. Sandy Ellerson, the Mets general manager, said that she was a very courageous in her fight, and she never let her illness claim her spirit. And all the beat writers I speak to on Twitter definitely have heartfelt sorrows about this. And I hope that two young kids, I hope that they're doing okay. Obviously, this is gonna be a hard time for them. But I remember a couple years ago, the first time I got to know about her is you know how in the World Series they do those stand up to cancer things?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I think in like the fifth inning in 2000. Yeah. Exactly. When they hold a little sign, I think in like the fifth inning it was Joe Buck. Yeah. Joe Buck held up a sign that I stand for, and then it was Shannon Ford, and that's how I got to know her. Anyway,
it was kind of surreal because like there's nothing to do with the story, but we just found out last night. Me and Nico were at a musical production. And it was surreal to find out that way, but we'll get through it. So, Nico, you continue.
Yeah, okay. So now we're going to try to get to...
In case you guys were wondering, the musical production was quite good.
It was pretty good, I have to say. I don't want to get into a tangent, but it was pretty good. I thought that it was pretty good for us.
It's a baseball show, but we'll just clarify that for you guys wondering out there, the musical production was pretty good.
It was. Okay. Now, here's our first topic on Subway Booth, the first ever one. And it's how intensely do you watch spring training games? And this is a really interesting topic for me because, I mean, spring training, I always have mixed emotions on. I like spring training, but then once it's done away, you're kind of immediately like, oh, I don't want to see it anymore. So, Borja, you
start
us off.
I'll start off with my recent experience. So, the Yankees had their first spring training game on Thursday. Okay?
I was
quite excited for it just to see baseball. Normally, I'm excited for, like, the first... like, couple innings, and then I just get bored because it's spring training baseball.
Right.
And the Yankees were down 7-0 within, like, the second inning. But then when the AAA teams came on, the Yankees came back.
And I know this is off topic, but this is something
and they ended up walking off 10-9. And it was a spring training game, but it got me excited the way a regular season game gets me excited.
And how did they walk off?
It was a fly ball to left field. The outfielder lost it in the sun, and then guy scored.
And you know what's funny? Because both
anyway,
teams
the point being is that the very next day the Yankees had another spring training game, and I barely even watched that. So it's kind of
right.
Like you said, where it's like when it first happens, when the like first spring training game, you get all excited, but then you kind of just like, ah, it's spring training, you don't really care. But that game, it did hold my attention for a full 9 innings because it was like a 10-9 thriller.
Right. Yeah.
So like they're playing, they lost to the Phillies yesterday. They're playing right now actually, and
I'm
missing
that.
I'll get back to that. I'll get back to that in a little bit.
Both home openers for the spring training New York teams both went in on a fly ball to left field that the left fielder botched. Jilson Herrera walked into the park home run.
Did you see that guy in the Marlins uniform just walk in the outfield during the Mets game?
No.
Did you not see that?
I don't think that happened. Well, no, but you know what happened
during
spring training games, people go in like at the end of the innings, they just go around and stretch. You're allowed to do that in spring training games.
No, but during like the game, like in the middle of the game, there's a fly ball to right field, and as like in the middle of the game, as the right fielder's catching on the warning track, there's like a coach in the opposite uniform just like walking to the bullpen on the field.
That's legal, believe it or not. They used to do that much more
It was a rather spring training moment. Anyway, let's get back to it.
It was a spring training moment. I agree. And I want to say this. Did you notice the YES Network has a new score bug again?
I did. I wanted to talk about that. So if I
don't
Yankee,
like it.
I'd give it a 9 out of 10. It's not good. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. It's good, but it's not an improvement on the old one. It's not smaller. It's the same graphics, just like same size. It's just different graphics.
Here's my thought. I'm still a fan of Team Snake, not Team Bug. And for those that don't understand what scoreboards are, they'll be very confused. Basically, the bug is when it's like a small rectangle is where the score is. And those have kind of been introduced as HDTVs come in. And the line, which is like usually at the very top of your TV or at the very bottom, has been kind of discontinued as we get more advanced televisions. But I think that it's a little bit too small for me. Like, the base is a little bit too small. But that's just getting a little bit too nitpicky. And
SNY was one of the last holdouts on Team Snake, but they finally went.
Believe it or not, I think Toronto, Rogers Sportsnet, still has the Snake and probably some others. Anyway, to move on to the next topic, we will talk about how the team suspensions of Henry Mejia and Aroldis Chapman will affect each respective team's bullpen. So you'll start with Aroldis Chapman. What do you think?
Well, I mean,
that we're talking about a...
You can't really say the same way Mejia is because, like, with Mejia, you can compare how the Mets are with him versus how the Mets are without him. Chapman, it's just going to be like getting a new player 30 days in the season. I don't know what the impact will be because he's never played on the Yankees. So Mejia, you could probably tell what the impact will be. But Chapman, it's still a big question mark. If you understand what I'm saying.
And also, it's a little bit different because you're comparing a lifetime ban to a one-month suspension. So
what I'm talking about.
Think that the Chapman coming, when Chapman comes back, he's not going to be well-liked in the Yankees clubhouse.
I think he'll be in spring training with the guys. I think he'll adapt quickly. If there's one thing the Yankees are good at, it's having players that seem unlikable be liked. I mean, everyone on the Yankees likes A-Rod in the clubhouse, and no one likes A-Rod.
That's true, but according to Jared Diamond of the Wall Street Journal, he said that there's an awkward feeling around the Yankees locker room.
I can definitely see that. It's an awkward feeling. I mean, he fired a gun. That's kind of, I mean, taking TVs
and
firing a gun.
It's not like being accused of using steroids where everyone's kind of dealt with it in the minor leagues and had it neglected. This is something completely different.
Like, he fired a gun. Like, it's kind of weird. Like, he's technically committed a crime, so I can understand that. But you know what?
That's the difference.
What are you going to do? Like, things happen. People are people. They make mistakes. He's going to pay the price that he needs to pay. And then he'll be back and he'll be a major leaguer again.
That's true.
Mejia. Now, who's going to be Mejia's replacement for permanent, actually, because he's not coming back?
Well, he wasn't there last year. But obviously, Jerry's Familia, who did a great
Jerry's
job.
Hashtag Somos Familia.
Yeah, he did a great job. So I don't really think he's going to be lost. I think that every time he came on the mound, it was kind of like a cardiac arrest because he would load the bases and then it would just be by a strike he would get out. So
yeah, but then he would get the strikeout
really...
and he would do like his little like hop thing. I don't know. I don't know what you guys
yeah,
called
the
it.
Yeah,
stomp,
but I don't. You know, it's a little. I didn't really enjoy seeing him play. Anyway, we're gonna get into our next segment, which is called. And get this. This is a real good pun. Baseball refill. Now you might not. You might be wondering, well, what does that mean? Well, when you go in, when you go into a Subway booth, you get your MetroCard refilled. So this is gonna be your refill of what we've haven't got since we last saw you. Now, technically, we haven't seen you since the beginning of time. So we're just gonna talk about what's been going on in baseball today. Score wise, the Yankees are leading 2-1 versus the Red Sox in Tampa, and the Mets are in, where's Houston's camp? I think they're in Kissimmee, Florida, I believe. They're losing 1-0. They have some guys on base.
Did you see, by the way, this is an interesting development that's been going on lately. Did you see Kawasaki
okay.
sing Aerosmith to the Cubs teammates?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they did karaoke at Cubs camp and Kawasaki.
That would be I know this is New York podcast, but that'd be interesting.
Well, like that's
being
an
like,
intentional talk moment right there. Like
yeah,
I can already
see
Kevin Millar just like.
Yeah, but I wonder what the chemistry is going to be like between Joe Maddon and Kawasaki. That'd be interesting. That'd be an interesting dynamic.
You know. Anyway, back to the Big Apple. I think lately what's
okay.
been going on down here is that we got snow a couple days. It's kind of cold right now. It's hard to believe that we're going to have baseball here in, like, 15 or so days, but it'll get better. You know how New York is. It fluctuates.
I agree. Okay, so we actually, believe it or not, we've already covered 13 minutes of talk. We only have 2 more minutes left. So I'm going to actually fly pretty fast. We're going to go into the preview of the next episode, and the next episode might be
okay.
a little bit longer, might be a little bit shorter. We're not sure. The next
yeah,
episode, are you going to be back
up.
On the next episode, by the way? Hold on, Bora, are you going to be back on the next episode?
I'll try to be back. I have a couple projects that I'm working on right now. I've got a script going. But I'll try to be back. So it was a good time being on the show.
And for those of you that don't know, Bora has no projects.
I have a script in the works. I've been working with acclaimed videographer, Chris Doyle, and I have some ideas in the works.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Well, see, those of you that don't know what we're talking about, this is an inside joke, but it's quite funny. But anyway, the preview of the next episode is Have the Mets Taken Back New York. Now, if you don't know, Darren from the 7 Line, and the Mets fans know him very well, came up with one of his most successful events at Take Back New York, and everyone was wearing it in Citi Field. And this year, in spring training, over 7,000, everyone is at Mets camp. The workouts.
Now, would you be going
prior
down?
To the games
would you
were
be going
out.
Down to Port St. Lucie?
I am going down to Port St. Lucie.
You will 20th. Be going down to March 20th. Okay, that's a big day because we need the live show from there. That's the key. Well, anyway, Nico, it's
and
been a pleasure.
And you know what else on March 20th? The game. That's the day the Mets and the Yankees play in Port St. Lucie.
That's going to be an exciting
so
one. I'm not going to lie, Nico.
Okay, so we have 1 more minute left, so let's talk about this. To preview the next episode, quick 30-second tidbit. Have the Mets taken back New York as far as fans?
No. No. In far as fans,
do you think that the
I
Yankees are still
getting
the front runners?
Okay, mathematically speaking, there's still, like, in terms of numbers, there's still more Yankees fans than Mets fans. That's just, like, a mathematical fact. In terms of media
okay.
coverage, I'd say – in terms of media coverage, I'd say they're more equal with the Mets getting a little bit more towards the end of the season, considering that they were in the World Series. But media, they're a little bit more equal leaning Mets. Mathematically speaking, it's just the Yankees have more fans. And in terms
okay.
of relevance, I'd say they're both relevant.
Now that's very interesting. I'm going to save my opinion for the next episode because I don't know if you're going to be on it. We will see.
It's been a pleasure, Nico. I gotta go. I have a meeting to attend to.
Of course, of course.
It's actually one of the actors from the musical production that we saw yesterday. So that's gonna be a nice little behind the scenes. You guys are gonna see that coming.
Okay,
up.
And as
out.
Always, be sure to follow
more now.
Updates on the podcast on @NicoMets Plus on Twitter and MetsPlus.com. See you next
see
time.
You,
thanks for
bye.
Watching.